Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 through 10. The Reverend Dan Galschut is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
The reading comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Now I would remind you, brothers, of the gospel I preached to you, which you received, in which you stand, and by which you are being saved. If you hold fast to the word I preached to you, unless you believed in vain. For I delivered to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures, and that he appeared to Cephas, then to the 12. Then he appeared to more than 500 brothers at one time, most of whom are still alive, though some have fallen asleep. Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles. Last of all, as to one untimely born, he appeared also to me. For I am the least of the apostles, unworthy to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God I am what I am, and his grace toward me was not in vain. On the contrary, I worked harder than any of them, though it was not I, but the grace of God that is with me. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Fellow redeemed of the Lord, grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The gospel assumed is the gospel denied. This is why Paul says in 1 Corinthians 15, now I would remind you of the gospel, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. This, after all, is the answer to all of the problems which Paul seeks to address in his letter to the Corinthians. The church in Corinth had many problems. They were struggling with disorderly worship, abuse of the Lord's Supper, lawsuits, sexual immorality, and divisions in the church. The gospel, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, that he was buried, and that he was raised on the third day, this is the answer to all of those problems, to all of that sin. As Paul points out when he reminds the Corinthians of the gospel which they received and in which they stand and by which they are being saved. With these phrases, Paul teaches us something about the gospel, something about the importance of the gospel. It isn't just something that we received once upon a time. It's something that God's people stand in. And it's the power of God for our salvation. And this means, brothers and sisters in Christ, that we should speak it regularly. And we should never assume it. A few months ago, I heard a man who was giving a message to a group of high school seniors. And in the message, he said to them a few different times, "Don't graduate from the gospel." When I first heard it, I thought, that's really good. Unfortunately, after the man said it, he moved on to his next point. He came back to it again, though, and he said, "Don't graduate from the gospel." But again, he quickly moved on to the next point. I was actually quite disappointed in the talk that this man gave. Now, he wasn't a Lutheran, but he said this phrase like five times or so, but he never actually spoke the gospel. This goes against what Paul is teaching in 1 Corinthians 15. Paul demonstrates for us that we need the gospel, not just in some abstract sense or something that we received some time ago. We need to hear the gospel daily, and we need to speak it. We need the particular gospel of Jesus Christ, that he died on the cross for our sins, that he was buried, and that he rose again on the third day. Because this is God's answer to sin. And not just to the sins of the Corinthians, but to our sins as well. It's the answer to our sin of pride, to our sin of coveting, to our hatred, to our lack of love for others, to our laziness, and to our lust. The gospel is the answer that we need. And yet, we are tempted to move on quickly from the gospel. We're tempted to think, yeah, I know that already. But Paul shows us that we never move on from the gospel. Now I would remind you of the gospel. Paul's words remind us that we don't just need to speak about the gospel, we need to speak the gospel. Luther puts it so well. He says the gospel is a story about Christ, God's and David's son, who died and was raised and is established as Lord. This is the gospel in a nutshell. And we need to hear it because it is God's answer to sin. It's the good news we need in light of our sin. Even more than this, it's the good news that we need in light of everything that troubles us in this world. If you're suffering with anxiety, the gospel of Jesus brings peace. If you're troubled by despair, the fact that Jesus died for your sins and God the Father raised him from the dead brings you hope. If you're especially suffering due to the brokenness of this world, the gospel reminds you that God will create a new heavens and a new earth. If you're facing the death of a loved one, the gospel gives you the sure and certain hope of the resurrection, as Paul makes so clear throughout the rest of 1 Corinthians 15. The gospel is the answer we need, and so we need to speak it. There's a story that pastors sometimes tell to illustrate this point. Perhaps you've heard it before, because I know I've heard a lot of pastors tell it. But it's the story of a gruff old farmer and his wife. And after decades of marriage, the wife comes to her husband, very sad and distraught even, and says, "You never tell me that you love me." To which the gruff old farmer says, "I told you that I loved you on the day that I married you. And if I had changed my mind, I would have let you know." You see, some things are so important, they just need to be said. And if this is true for "I love you," how much more is it true for the story of Jesus, which answers all the problems that we deal with in this world? G.K. Chesterton said it this way: "Nobody else has any good news for the simple reason that nobody else has news." The gospel of Jesus Christ is so much more important that everything else pales in comparison. And this is why Luther says, "Everything then should be directed in such a way that you recognize what God has done for you, and that you thereafter make it your highest priority to proclaim this publicly and to call everyone to the light to which you are called." Brothers and sisters in Christ, don't graduate from the gospel, not just in some abstract sense. We need the real gospel. We need to hear it, and we need to speak it. As Paul makes clear, "Now I would remind you of the gospel, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the scriptures, that he was buried, and that he was raised on the third day." Thanks be to God. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.